Australian scientists have discovered the COVID-19 virus can survive longer on hard surfaces than first thought. The CSIRO says the coronavirus can live up to 28 days on surfaces like glass, stainless steel, mobile phones, even banknotes at a temperature of 20 degrees. But other health experts are being more cautious about the results, saying coronavirus transmission is very complicated. Isabel Rowe reports.
As the coronavirus pandemic took hold in March, health authorities spread this message.
Viruses spread when you cough and sneeze, and the tiny droplets land on surfaces others might touch.
The understanding of COVID-19 has since evolved. Most scientists now believe it's spread predominantly through the air to people in close proximity. But a new study from the CSIRO has found surfaces are perhaps a greater risk of transmission than first thought. Deputy Director of the Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness, Dr. Debbie Eagles.
Things like stainless steel, plastic, polymer banknotes, it can actually last a really long time at a temperature of around 20 degrees. So up to 28 days that it can last on those non-porous surfaces. Cotton we tested and it lasts less time there on cotton. And it also lasts a shorter period at hotter temperatures, which is important for us to understand.
The study also found that at 30 degrees Celsius, the virus lasted 7 days on glass and stainless steel. But at 40 degrees, it was only a matter of hours. Dr. Debbie Eagles says it's a reminder to clean your mobile phone screen.
So if someone's infected with COVID, then if they sneeze or cough onto that phone, then it's possible for that virus to stay on that phone if it's not cleaned. And then for that infectious virus to stay for long periods there if there isn't any cleaning in the interim.
But other health experts say the findings need some perspective.
I think surfaces are a possible danger, but they're much, much less risky than any coughs or sneezes in close proximity.
Professor Ron Eccles from the Common Cold Centre at Cardiff University in Wales says while the study isn't incorrect, it tested the virus under controlled conditions.
In real life, things are much more complicated. Viruses are spread in respiratory fluid by coughs and sneezes that gets onto surfaces. And that respiratory fluid is full of white cells, which have enzymes and antibodies that tackle the viruses. So in my view, the viruses will only survive for a matter of hours on surfaces. If someone has coughed and sneezed and got virus on their hand and they touch a door handle or something else, and then you immediately touch it after them, there is a possibility that you are going to get infection if you poke your finger up your nose or you poke your finger in your eyes. That's a possibility.
University of Melbourne epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely has told News Breakfast he agrees.
Interesting, a little bit concerning, not too concerning though. I understand they were done in the dark, not in light where UV light can degrade it, but it's not the major form of transmission, that is droplets or aerosol.
The Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness wants the study to serve as a reminder to regularly clean things that many of us share, like EFTPOS terminals and public transport.
That story by Isabel Rowe and National Medical Reporter Sophie Scott.